This is an interview with Bruce Holland, founder of the Virtual Group Business Consultants Limited. Bruce is known as the Workplace Wizard. He helps large mature organisations get their people out of silos, creating workplaces that are focused, fast and flexible. Today, Bruce is talking about the secrets of irresistible leadership. One of them, you talk about how people are fundamentally different from each other. Tell me more about that.
I think that that great leaders, irresistible leaders, know that people are really different from each other. And people who aren't like that assume that everyone's the same and they treat everyone the same. Whereas irresistible leaders know that people are fundamentally different and they treat each person in a quite different way. And the research, especially from Herman International, shows that there are at least four different, quite different types of people in the world. They need to be treated fundamentally differently. For instance, you have an analytical type person who is totally different from a people type person.
Uh-huh.
So if you've got an analytical type person, they're going to want lots of facts and they're going to want to know how things work and when it's going to happen and all that sort of stuff. Whereas the person type person, who's the diagonally opposite on Herman's terms, mostly interested in the values and how people are going to react to it, how people are going to grow as a result of this sort of thing. Now that's something that the analytical person is not even very interested in. So knowing which type of person you're dealing with means that you can actually pitch your message and use the words that suit them and communicate with them in a much more direct way, so you end up getting your messages understood by each person. That's part of it. And the other really important part is that people succeed in different ways. For instance, if you've got a very process type person, that person is likely to be brilliant in a librarian job or in a computer, where you write the software, getting every detail right and so on.
Mm-hmm.
People are great at that sort of thing, or maybe as a project manager. But that person's highly unlikely to be a great Peter Jackson, someone who's coming up with new ideas, setting the standards, coming up with totally creative ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've got these two people in the room and you can see that one is a creative type Peter Jackson type person, then directing them to where they can add the most value for the organisation is incredibly important, both for them and also for the organisation. Clearly, if you get them in the wrong pigeonholes, they're going to become angry, frustrated, bored, and probably end up leaving the organisation.
Yeah, I've certainly seen that before.
Yeah, pop them in the right slot, and they're going to succeed way out of expectations. And so I think one of the great things that a leader does is to help people, first of all, understand what's good about themselves, because a lot of people don't. I mean, I can take myself. I was spent the first 12 years of my career as an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
And whilst I succeeded to some extent there, I was never going to be a world-beating accountant because it's just not where my strengths lie.
Mm.
Herman was a tool that helped me enormously discover that my skills were in much more creative and with people and so on, rather than with numbers and facts. And so when I left the accounting world and became a consultant, I succeeded way beyond what I would have in the wrong slot. So you can actually get 12 years in the wrong slot. So this is really important stuff. And I guess I'm not the only one who's done that sort of thing. I mean, there's a great example. I was working with a very senior manager in the public sector, maybe 55, well experienced. But this guy, after we did Herman, ended up in tears. But it shows the power of this thing, that this person was in tears because he could see two things really clearly that he'd never seen before. One was that he was fundamentally unsuited for the role that he'd been nearly all of his life in, and now, of course, at 55, he didn't have a lot of time to put things right. And the other thing was that he could see that his organisation was one that didn't really value what his calling was about. You can see the power of that if we could have tracked that 20 years earlier and put this person on the right track. Not only the benefit for him, but the benefit for the organisation.
Mm.